He stretched himself. He rose. He stood upright in complete nakedness before us. And while the trumpets pealed, "Truth, truth, truth," we have no choice left but to confess, he was a woman. The sound of trumpets died away, and Orlando stood stark naked. No human being since the world began has ever looked more ravishing. His form combined in one the strength of a man and a woman's grace. As he stood there, the silver trumpets prolonged their note, as if reluctant to leave the lovely sight which their blast had called forth, and chastity, purity, and modesty, inspired no doubt by curiosity, peep in at the door and threw a garment like a towel at the naked form, which, unfortunately, fell short by several inches. Orlando looked himself up and down in the long looking glass, without showing any signs of discomposure, and went, presumably, to his bath. We may take advantage of this pause in the narrative to make certain statements. Orlando had become a woman. There is no denying it. But in every other respect, Orlando remained precisely as he had been. The change of sex, though it altered their future, did nothing whatever to alter their identity. Their faces remained, as their portraits prove, practically the same. His memory, but in future we must for convention's sake say her for his and she for he, her memory then went back through all the events of her past life without encountering any obstacle. Some slight haziness there may have been, as if a few dark drops had fallen into the clear pool of memory. Certain things had become a little dimmed, but that was all. Many people, taking this into account and holding that such a change of sex is against nature, have been at great pains to prove, one, that Orlando had always been a woman, two, that Orlando is at this moment a man. Let biologists and psychologists determine. It is enough for us to state the simple fact. Orlando was a man till the age of 30, when he became a woman and has remained so ever since.